Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be talking about the recap for the Seahawks-Cardinals game. The game's this upcoming Sunday. Xavier Worthy practicing, or is back playing. He is 100% playing this week. Jerry Jones' recent comments on Micah Parsons and injuries updates for the week. To start it off, Seahawks and Cardinals game. Cardinals did not play great. Marvin Harrison played all right, 6 for 10 for 66 yards and a touchdown. Kyler did not play great. 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. It was pretty bad interceptions. Benson didn't play great. They were going up against a pretty difficult defense.
Benson didn't have a ton of opportunities either. He only had 8 touches on the ground. I think he had 5 catches. I mean, he was all right fantasy wise, but he only had 19 yards on the through the air too with 5 catches.
Yeah,
that's pretty not very efficient by any means. The Cardinals just didn't play a great game. They played a really great fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit too late though. And the Seahawks didn't play. I wouldn't say the Seahawks played a great game. But it was the kind of game that I expected from them.
Yeah.
And they just grinded it out. I mean, it's a short week. You're the away team. You're traveling down to Arizona from Seattle on 2.5 days of practice. You come out on a Thursday night, the away team, on a win, take it every day. Every day of the week and twice on Sunday. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's all. It's who cares if it's ugly at that point?
Yeah.
But it's really disappointing. For the Cardinals, I expected the Cardinals to win that game.
Yeah.
And
I knew the Seahawks were going to win.
Disappointing.
Huh? I knew the Seahawks were going to win.
So you knew that the offensive line was going to be absolutely trash for the Cardinals?
I knew the Seahawks were going to win.
The offensive line was awful. And
yes,
Kyler had the 2 picks, but he didn't have a whole lot of opportunity sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Either. And Marvin Harrison, although his stat sheet looks pretty good, he dropped at least 1 pass. I think he dropped 2.
Yeah. Decent game.
Yeah.
The catches and the touchdown really saved him.
I'm not overly impressed still.
Like, yeah. Definitely nothing special.
It just
doesn't
seem like he's there's some kind of disconnect there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what or where. But
yeah.
I would question the offensive coordinator right now too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the games next week, Vikings and Steelers. Sunday morning,
9:30.
Oh man.
Football all day.
Sweet. Awesome. TJ Hawkinson is somebody I really like from the Vikings Steelers game.
Yes.
But that's really all I have that I really like. He had pretty good amount of targets yesterday from Carson Wentz. And with Wentz starting, I think he's definitely a really good pick.
He's in a great spot again. He more than doubled his points from last week, but for his average, but he was averaging 2.4. So, before going into that game, so it's not like that was hard.
Yeah.
However, I like the spot again. I think that there's some good connectivity there between he and Wentz. I really like Jordan Mason in this game against the Steelers as well. Partly because he's the primary guy. You know what I mean? I like Jalen Warren a lot in this game too. If Jalen Warren plays, it's I don't know exactly what's going on with him, but it's something with his knee and then resting. So if he doesn't go, then I would stay away from Caleb Johnson but I think that Caleb gets a little more run than what he's getting. But the main guy, I would be all in on Kenneth Gainwell at that point.
Yeah.
Especially cheap in like a DFS type format. I think he would be a great guy to get if Jalen Warren does not play. Kenneth Gainwell will have the bulk of the time, I think.
Yeah. For the Commanders and Falcons game, I have Mariota. I think Bijan will be up there too. But other than Bijan, I don't really trust anybody from the Falcons, at least for now. Commanders, I think Zach Ertz could be pretty good too.
Agree. I like Zach. I like Drake London a ton in this game.
You think they try to prove that they can pass the ball?
I do, and because partly, the Commanders are 25th against receivers this year for fantasy points.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily trust, I'd stay away from the quarterback situation for both teams unless it's like really deep or super flex. I'm going to have Mariota. Right now I had Jaden Daniels ranked 8th, and so I'm going to change that. Move everybody up a spot and put Mariota in as the 20th quarterback for the week in my rankings. I don't normally play my 20th unless it's super flex. So,
yeah.
he'll be a cheap guy maybe for DFS. I think it's a good spot for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For DFS type. But I don't know. I'd probably stay away from that. Like I said, I really like Drake. You can never go too wrong with Bijan. He is going to get the Commanders are 3rd against running backs. Mm-hmm. But especially like if you're playing regular old fantasy football, start your stud, man.
Yeah.
Start your stud because he's getting plenty of touches, getting plenty of reps. But in DFS, I'd stay away from him because he's going to be very pricey and he's got a tough matchup.
Mm-hmm.
And you can never go wrong with Zach Ertz, to be frank.
Mm-hmm. For that game,
I also like Kyle Pitts.
Really? Has he had an explosive game yet?
23rd. No, but he's been solid.
Yeah.
They're 23rd against tight ends.
Hmm.
He's my 9th ranked tight end this week.
Yeah. I think the Commanders will win that game. I don't know if I said what I thought on the Vikings-Steelers, but I think the Vikings will probably win that one.
I think the Steelers win it, but in a very close game.
Mm.
Definitely on Washington.
Chargers-Giants. I think McConkey has his first big week, and Hampton has a really good week, too.
Hampton is in a prime spot for a huge week. He is my 10th ranked running back this week.
And he's not too much in DFS leagues, either.
Yep, for sure. I also like Scadabo. He is my 28th ranked running back, partly because we're not convinced, like we're not 100% sure how they're going to use him, but also the Charger defense is just really
good. Yeah. For that game, I think the Giants win
this week too. The Giants?
I'm just kidding. Chargers. You think Malik has a good week?
I think he or Wandell Robinson will have a good week. Yes.
Yeah.
One of the two.
I guess it's possible.
I think two of the three Charger receivers have a big week.
Yeah, probably.
Which two? I don't know.
Who knows?
I've got Keenan ranked the highest of them, of all three, and then McConkey and then Johnson.
Titans Texans. I think Nico is really the only one that I like in that game.
I mean, I think there's a lot to like in the game. It's just hard to know where to go.
Yeah.
You know
I think
I mean?
Nico's like so really the only one that'll...
Agreed. He's the only one that I can say, yeah, man, I like this guy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think that there's a lot of DFS value in that game.
You think so?
I do. I think the Texans win that game. Yeah. But talk about an uninspiring game.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be much scoring.
I have Nico ranked as 5th for the week.
Mm. Yeah. I think a lot of it just really depends on how Stroud can play well.
What do you think about C.J. Stroud right now?
I mean, he could definitely be playing better. I mean, it doesn't really help that his offensive line is very questionable. But I think some plays, he just needs to make better decision-making.
You know what he kind of reminds me of right now?
Who?
Kyler Murray.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. He really fell off. And that was pretty quick, too. A season and a half of great play and then a quick fall off. Crazy.
We didn't talk about Jackson Dart. Either. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
To go back. What do you expect from him?
I think he'll play all right. I don't think it'll be anything special, at least this week. again, difficult defense. I think
he could have 1 to 2 touchdown passes. But yeah. I also think he has 1 to 2 picks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a tough matchup for him to get his NFL debut.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, man.
It's fine. Eagles-Bucks. I think Ibuka has a big game with Evans being out. I know he's going to be lined up against Cooper Dejean, but he's pretty much going to be like the only like big receiving threat they have. I mean, Sterling Shepard might have a decent game, but he's not like anything like super great, I guess.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I like Ibuka a lot too. You know who I like a lot in this game because I think it's going to be – I think the Eagles win this game.
Yeah.
And I think the final score ends up making it look closer than what it's going to be.
You think a lot of garbage time points?
I expect that, yes. And I think that Rashad White benefits a lot.
Really? He might – yeah, he would probably be a cheap DFS pick.
I think he's a great DFS GPP pick.
Yeah. I think, yeah, the Eagles will probably win that game. I don't think he'll be too far off, though.
You think Saquon finally gets a good game? Because he really hasn't had a big game yet this year.
Yeah. I mean, it hurts running. Hurts doing the tush push definitely doesn't help his case.
You're not wrong. And there's been a crap load of that so far this year.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been. I mean, I didn't expect him to be like the best running back in the league this year, at least in fantasy. I expected it to be what's his name?
Kind of what it's been.
Yeah, Bijan. And yeah, I thought Gibbs was going to be better too. And it looks like I'm right so far. But yeah.
I like Bijan a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's definitely the biggest target on that team.
Jonathan Taylor's been a beast.
Yeah, he's been killing it. That surprised me a bit. Like, I expect him to be good. He's going to get
the number one run defense this week. I guess, at least against fantasy running backs.
Yeah.
I've got him ranked 5th, though.
Really?
I mean, he's been that good.
Yeah, he's been killing it. Having a great pass game really has opened it up for him even more.
Agreed. Agreed. It's a big test again for Danny Dimes.
Some people, I like that game. Puka, Devontae, and Pittman. I think this could be a shootout.
I like the running backs, tight ends, receiver. I like that game, period.
Yeah.
A lot of different spots.
And both have really good defenses, too. This is going to be a good game.
Yeah, I don't think the defense is shining in this game.
Yeah.
What's the over-under definitely... in that game? So the over-under for the Eagles, Bucks, is 43.5. I like the over a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I like over 50 on it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Colts and Rams, it's 49.5. It's higher than I anticipated because it is good defenses.
Yeah.
So now I'm kind of, I don't know, but I do think I lean more towards the over of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's definitely going to be a great game. I don't know. I mean, I could definitely see it being over on the over. I think a lot of it just depends on how good Stafford plays.
Fair. Because if Stafford doesn't play, I could see the Colts just trying to run, like grind it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I have the Colts winning that game. I think it'll be definitely a close game, though.
I think what makes both those teams so dangerous is that they can win many different ways. They can win on the ground. Yeah. They can win in the air.
Mm-hmm. I think the Rams definitely should have won last week. I don't know how you let up 2 blocked kicks. So 2 blocked kicks. I don't know.
Somebody got some explaining.
Protection.
Yeah, very, very much so.
Panthers, Patriots. I like Hunter Henry. DFS is pretty cheap, too.
Hunter Henry's in an amazing spot this week.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's my fifth-rated tight end.
Really? Who do you have ahead of?
Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
Trey McBride was my number one. He was the Seahawks were the 32nd against tight end. Jake Ferguson is number 2 against the Packers. Bowers is 3 against the Bears. And Tyler Warren is 4 against the Rams.
Mm.
And I got Kincaid in 6.
Yeah. Yeah. He should have a good game.
Agreed. He's in an amazing spot again.
Mm-hmm.
And he normally has a couple of really big games. And if I remember right, like this is, I don't have any stats to go behind this, but I felt like he kind of like groups them together a lot of times.
Yeah, he's definitely like the veteran presence on that team.
He's a hot, cold guy.
Mm-hmm.
Saints Drake trusts him, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for the winner of that game, I think the Patriots could win it. It definitely depends on how the Panthers' offense plays, because that's always the deal breaker for them. If the offense plays great, they're probably going to be a winning team. The offense plays horrible, it's over for them.
For sure.
I mean, that's any team, but defense. Like they are either boom or bust offense.
I think it's a pretty good defense, so.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. I lean towards the Patriots, though, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Saints-Bills, James Cook, obviously. I don't see Buffalo passing a lot that game. I mean, Juwan Johnson plays like one of the best tight end defenses in the league, which definitely makes it a hard pick for him. I'm not even sure about Olave, but I think James Cook is definitely the safe route to go. He should have another big week.
Kamara's in a good spot, but I like Olave just because of the sheer volume that he gets.
Yeah.
So I could see this very much like the Jets game, where the Bills just get up big early. They don't have to, like, without passing the ball too much. And then they just say, okay, yeah, James Cook, Ray Davis, take it away. But I could see them getting up big early through passing the ball and then doing that. So I don't know, man. I mean, you got to start Josh Allen. You can't not start him. You know what I mean? But the receivers, I'd stay away from the receivers. I'd start Kincaid, and I'd start James Cook for the Bills.
Yeah.
For the Saints, I would start Juwan Johnson because the dude's just on fire. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I get it's a bad matchup for him, but I think in a weak position, he's one of the men right now. He's the second highest scoring tight end right now in fantasy football. So, you got to start your guy. And right now, Juwan Johnson's a stud in tight ends, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Browns Lions. Well, Bills win that game, obviously.
Yeah.
Browns Lions.
Although you would have thought the Packers were going to win last week too. Don't tell me you picked the Browns. You did not pick the Browns.
Picked the Browns.
You did not. I can go back and watch the tape.
It's a joke. The Bills should win that game. If they don't, that'd be really embarrassing.
It would be a bigger disappointment than the Packers losing to the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Browns are
Lions
way
and Browns. But yeah. Oh, 100%. Lions, Browns. I think Amon-Ra could have a game. Running backs could have a game. I mean, it's definitely a tough running back defense to go against.
It's a tough defense, period.
Yeah, but it's the Lions. They always figure something out, it seems like, for the most part, except for the Packers game. I have the Lions winning that game.
I think Judkins is a good guy to play for the Browns side.
Yeah.
And I like their tight ends, both tight ends, Fannin and Njoku.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you could play Jerry Jeudy. I'd try and find somebody else to play instead of Jeudy. Because I think the tight ends are going to get the bulk of the time. But I think that the Lions come out to prove a purpose, where the Packers, I think, thought that they could just kind of sleepwalk through that game.
Mm-hmm.
And realized that the defense was better than they thought even. And then the defense forced some stuff and caught the Packers napping. And I think Detroit's going to come out and say, that ain't happening to us. We're going to get out.
The Bears. They just try to keep scoring. Jags-Niners game. I like Ricky Pearsall. Christian McCaffrey, obviously. Even if Brock Purdy doesn't start, I still like Ricky Pearsall with Mac Jones playing.
You say Brock is going to start. That came out right before we started this, yeah.
All right. Well, I still like Ricky Pearsall.
I like Pearsall, too. He's questionable with the knee injury, though.
Oh. All right. If he plays, I like him. I know Juwan Jennings is also questionable.
Yeah, he's trending to play.
Mm-hmm.
I like CMC a lot in this game. I like Jake Tongs as a sleeper tight end guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like anybody from Jacksonville because I don't trust anybody there.
Yeah, me neither. Mm-mm.
Maybe.
I don't either.
Bajal Tootin and a goal line type guy. I like them playing him in the red zone some. So if you are struggling to find, because of injuries or something, to get a flex guy, I play Tootin over ETN because I think he'll have a better chance to get touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a bad way to play, trying to hunt touchdowns.
Yeah.
If you don't have to.
Bears Raiders. I like Rum and Caleb. I think they're both destined to have really good games again.
I love this game.
Yeah. I think you can also put Jacoby in it. Maybe Trey Tucker too. Bowers.
Yep.
Pretty much.
I like Gentry.
Anybody that plays Gentry's offense.
Gentry's going to break out.
You think so?
Gentry's breaking out in this game.
I hope not.
I mean, I know you do. I think the Bears win this game, but I think that it's a very high-scoring game.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, because it's a blast seeing the Bears score a lot of touchdowns.
Is it a blast to watch them give up a lot of touchdowns too?
Not really.
It will be for me. I didn't have to worry about that last week.
Are you?
I'm betting the over on this game.
But yeah, I like the Bears this game too. Ravens Chiefs. I like to say Flowers this game. Thornton, I think he could have another good game. I think Worthy will probably be a decoy.
Yes.
We'll talk more about Worthy after this. But I think Thornton, Zay Flowers could have big games this weekend.
Likely might make his debut this week for the season.
Oh yeah.
I think
he might have a big game too.
I think Henry has a big game.
Yeah.
I think the Ravens come out to help him alleviate his frustrations.
Mm-hmm.
And they just run the ball down to Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
I think the Ravens win this game.
And yeah,
I
me
think
too.
They win it pretty handedly.
Yeah. I think Mahomes could have a pretty good game too. We'll probably see a decent amount of him rushing.
I don't think the running backs are like. I think they make a trade at some point.
Yeah,
for a running
back. Mm-hmm. Packers Cowboys. I expect Josh Jacobs to have a huge game.
So do I.
Yeah, I think he breaks out this week because he
hasn't
been too
hot. I wouldn't be shocked to see Javonte Williams do that too.
Yeah. All right. Packers. Packers will probably win.
Same. Agree with that.
Yeah. All right. With Xavier Worthy playing, like I said, I think he'll be a decoy. He dislocated his shoulder. Him coming back in, what, 2-3 weeks is crazy to me.
Last I heard, they said he was still having trouble going up like this.
Right? Yeah.
So,
like raising
if he's struggling
arms.
With that, that's going to make it very difficult.
Mm-hmm. It just surprises me. I'm guessing that they're, I don't know. I have no idea what the plan is.
I hope for him that he's able to do that. Because, mm-hmm. man, that kid is fun to watch when he's going.
Uh-huh.
And it would change my tune about what to expect with that game.
Yeah.
I don't know. Travis Kelce, I don't think has it. At least not to the same level, not even close to the same level. But I don't even think he has it in the same level that he had it last year.
Yeah. He's been quite a letdown so far. Even
he
with
looks
being
so
that
out
one.
Of sorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if this is his last season.
Oh, I think it is.
All right. On to what Jerry Jones said about facing Micah. This is a direct quote from him. While he does make great plays, there is also a way to approach playing against Micah. As we know, we didn't exactly win the Super Bowl those years. That's a ridiculous comment.
It is. It's
pretty
Jerry
much saying,
Jones.
Yeah. Trying to stay in the news.
That's exactly what it is. Man, I don't even know if he believes the things he says sometimes.
There's
no
way.
If he does believe it, then that's just disrespectful as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, sad that, mm-hmm. that an owner would act that way. But it's not surprising either.
It's Jerry pretty much blaming one player for not having any Super Bowls those years that he was on the
and
team.
And he's blaming the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
Just pitiful.
Yeah. Stupid.
Does Micah have limitations? Yeah.
Yeah.
But his limitations
Every player
aren't even
does.
Close to what... Yeah, exactly. His limitations aren't even close to what most players are.
Mm-hmm.
And he is so good at the best thing he does that it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
He is such a great pass rusher.
Yeah.
And on the Green Bay, I know you don't like to hear this, he's got other people who are actually pretty good. He's not the only player that has any talent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more a show of Jerry Jones and what he's been doing as the GM, in my opinion. And him just once again trying not to take ownership on his part of all that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised at all. mean, dude same. Just says some crazy things, and
yeah, Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He's fun.
Yeah, he's a great owner. I hope he keeps being the owner of the Cowboys forever. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you're listening, wait, injuries. Forgot about that.
These are the week 4 injuries, players who are out, questionable. And I'm going to have this posted on the Facebook page and pinned up there along with the week 4 rankings. I'll get that put up there tonight so that anybody can go see it. And I will try and make sure it's updated through Sunday morning before by 1 p.m. After 1 p.m. is when I'll stop updating it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alec Pierce is out. Tracy, yeah. So there's a lot of players out, a lot of players that are
Tim
in.
Tim McLaurin out.
Brock Purdy is definitely playing. They just announced McLaurin is out. Waddell is definitely playing. I got that announcement. I think that's it right now.
Okay.
I would be shocked if Justin Turner or Justin Fields plays because he still has a cleared protocol. But he still got tomorrow to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that one.
Cool.
I wonder if he does play, if he'll be able to play well because they're playing. Who are they playing?
The Jets are playing.
I know it's a Monday game.
Dolphins.
Oh, he might have a good game.
So he could go through Sunday then for that. I don't know, man. Yeah, he's in a great spot. So that's if you can, I would go get
Tyrod.
Tyrod, if you can, if it's possible, I would go get him to back that up so you can try and play against that. That's a defense you want to play your quarterback against if possible.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree.
Unless you got another stud.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, and leave a comment on what you think of today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in.